No, we leave the keys under the mat because we have to pay for the locks if you break them. So
we don't have a P.O. Box song. Make a wish.
Wishes. No. You know what? Here, I just want to say this about Fatty right now. Fatty's show would be absolutely nothing but an old man with a dog toy if it wasn't for Disney and television quiz programs. Because every single piece of music that he plays on that show is either something played at Disney or it's a television quiz show.
Well, he could always talk about the love chamber.
I have a package here. I'm going to open the package later in the show. But you know what?
Oh.
What?
What's that called? A stinger? No, that's a...
I was told that the stinger is what our band plays at the end.
A teaser.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
An old man with a dog toy.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1672 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of June 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to preview Pride 48 and more about Big Brother. Hello, extra show us Big Fatty. When you say it, it sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Yo, you, of course, are extra show us today because, y'all, today for right day, the 20th, y'all, it's the kickoff of the Pride 48 big live event weekend. Big Fatty, if you're going to talk about it, play the music. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as you know, it is Pride 48 weekend, and all this weekend, from the 20th through the 22nd, y'all, there's going to be a live Pride 48 little show. Y'all can find it all over there at thepride48.com. And, y'all, you can be in the chat room all weekend and all, but, y'all, I just received a testimonium from that Daniel Biba, and y'all, he says, Brad Craddy, please announce that the pre-show for Pride 48 begins at 9 a.m. in the morning on Friday. Big Fatty, so early? Yeah, evidently there's going to be old radio shows that are playing. And y'all kind of like the Laughing Buddha, except he does the mysteries, but it's the old radio shows that you can listen to starting at 9 a.m. in the morning. And then the replays of they're going to have the after show after that from 2010. And y'all, then replays of the skitettes from the previous years will begin at 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon and will run until the opening show begins at 8:30 p.m. in the evening for right dang night. And y'all, it's just going to be a great weekend, and I hope you'll enjoy participating. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I'm not going to go down in the Fat Cave to discuss the developments with the Big Brother, but y'all, they announced who the house guests are on Thursday. And y'all, I believe that the house guests are probably already in the house because, y'all, it just makes sense that the Chinbot would not have announced the twist until they were in the house. Just so there wasn't any chance that they might hear about it. So, y'all, I'm guessing they're already in the Big Brother house now. But you know, that who knows? But y'all, there are 16 house guests this time, y'all. And I'm just gonna run down them. Amber, Big Fatty. I'll just run down the men.
Big Vinny, we can't believe you even started with Amber.
Y'all, over there at the CBS.com, y'all, they've got pictures of the everybody. You can go over there and look at the ladies if you'd like. But I'm going to just tell you about the men's. And y'all, they have little videos over there. And y'all, the first of the men's is Caleb Reynolds, and he joined the Army after high school and was a prison guard in Iraq. He and his family run a hunting business, and his favorite movie is The Notebook. And y'all, he's wearing a cowboy hat and got a little cum catcher on his chin.
Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
But he is not vulgar. He is delicious.
Yes, Big Freddy, he is a lovely dish.
Y'all, the next one is Cody. And Cody Califorio, I don't know how you say that, is a 17 Magazine 2014 Hot Guy panelist, where he gives young Famali readers advice on dating and fashion. He was drafted into the pro soccer team in college, but was cut from the team after being injured. Chick flicks are his guilty pleasure.
Big Fatty, he's my guilty pleasure.
Y'all, the next one is Derek. Derek Levasseur attended college on a full-ride baseball scholarship, got his master's degree in business management, and he's been a police sergeant for 10 years. After starting as an undercover officer when he was only 20 years old. Y'all, the next one is... his name is Devin Shepard. He's a former professional baseball player who used to play for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was 6 foot 2 inches tall by the time he was 12 years old. Y'all, this is a big man. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, his arms are just lovely. The next one is the person that's closest to Big Fatty. Y'all, it is Donnie Thompson, who's from a small town guy, whose claim to fame is that he was the janitor at Kelly Pickler's high school. He's never, ever been on a plane. Y'all, he's from North Kakalaki. And he may look like a hunter, but he hates killing animals. And y'all, he's got a beard. Y'all, he's wearing some sort of hunting outfit or something. But y'all, he's the oldest man in the house. I think they said he was 42 years old. Now the next one, y'all, you know they always have to have the gay one on there. And y'all, the next one is the gay one. Y'all, he's got blonde and pink hair. And y'all, it's Frankie Grandy. He is a former Broadway actor who is now a popular YouTube sensation with over 175,000 subscribers and nearly 10 million views. His sister is the multi-platinum selling pop singer Ariana Grande. Y'all don't have any fucking idea who that is. But y'all, in the video, he is Jeff formerly of the Big Brother, and he interviews them all. And y'all, Frankie is just got his head on Jeff's shoulder, and everything is just he's smitten with him. Smitten with him. Y'all, the next one, it looks, y'all, he's got the long blonde hair, so I know the Vons, would like him. He is Hayden Voss. He's one of those pedicab drivers who recently moved to the Los Angeles without knowing us all.
Big Fatty, he didn't even know the Vines?
No. This self-described player, he's a player, plans on using his surfer dude exterior to his advantage while in the Big Brother house. And y'all, he's wearing a stupid hat. That's the only problem. So y'all, I'm looking forward to seeing him without the hat. Seeing his golden blonde locks. And the last of the men's is, y'all, this one I really, really like. Y'all, he's cutie patootie. It's Zach. It is Zach Rance, and he is a self-described con artist, recently earning his degree in economics. His best friend is his 10-year-old brother, and someday he wants to be a professional caddy. Fatty, you just like him because you want him to carry your bag. Fatty, I can't believe I said something so vulgar. But anyway, as y'all head on over there to the Big Brother of the CBS, and y'all take a look at all their pictures. I think you'll probably touch yourself inappropriately. Big Fatty, I'm doing it right now, so is Squeaky Kitty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Happy.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon and Company. When did a postage stamp and a postcard stamp become one? That just seems like such a ripoff to me. Because you can stick stuff in an envelope. You can't stick stuff in a postcard. I don't even understand. So, tricked you. Don't give out this number. It's super secret. Hang it up.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon, and... Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And quite frankly, Miss Bacon, I was not aware that a postcard stamp and a stamp for a letter were the same price. But I don't know if you're tricking me or if the post office tricked you or what you were saying there. All I can say is if it is indeed true, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. Yes, Big Buddy, that's how they get you.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hello, Floridians. That's funny. You didn't have any Floridians while you were in Florida. Anyway, I'm breaking my hiatus. Did I tell you I was on hiatus? Forgot to announce my hiatus. So anyway... I'm breaking my heart.
Can you turn that off? I'm on a very important phone call. Please turn it down. My Instagram doesn't talk. Be quiet.
Okay, so anyway, I'm just calling because I want to secure some extra votes. I'm sure y'all know about the big me election, as in me, Bacon. Yeah. And, I'm a little tiny speck on the ticket, and the big blah that didn't come out right. TJ is running, and I am running behind her, trying to catch up. And you would think with all these Fitbit steps, I'd probably have passed her by now, but that didn't come out right either. But anyway, I got to go. I got to belch. I hope y'all voted for me and TJ. It's all about me.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. Oh, you're. Oh, are you Miss Bacon? Are you there? Oh, did Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And y'all, you know, Miss Bacon and Hat M, the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Y'all, they're doing the very first episode of the Mayo Cast this weekend. It'll be Sunday morning. I believe it's at. I really don't know what time it's at. I want to say 10 a.m. in the morning, but I don't know that for sure. But y'all, it's all over there at that Pride 48, so head on over there and check it out. Yes, Big Fatty!
Hello!
Happy Bacon.
Hello? Did I tell you that I'm going on vacation with Adam, Byrne, and Mitten? Hello! And that I'm going to Chicago to see Ricky, who's engaged. Oh, that breaking news. don't play the rest of this on the show.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it wouldn't be a bacon catch-up if we didn't have a don't play it on the show. Miss Bacon, thank you again for the call. And y'all, believe it or not, I only have one more call from Miss Bacon to play for this for right.
Bacon.
Hello, this message is for Lurie Dean. Come on, get your Fitbit on. Join the cult. Join the club. It's the Fitbit Club. Hello. We can all stalk each other and push each other and taunt each other to do more stuff. So I want you to do it too, Lurie. Okay, don't play the rest of us on the show.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you. Thank you so much for the call, and yes, and y'all, a double don't play it on the show. Big Fatty, what can you imagine how many times they'll have to stop the recording for the Mayo cast? Well, it's true. But y'all, before the time gets away from us, we need to do this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, somehow it seems very, very appropriate that today, for right day, the 20th of June, the kickoff of Pride 48, y'all, that it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal of someone who has been intimately involved in Pride 48 since the beginning. And y'all, you know him. He lives in Phoenix, and y'all, oftentimes he'll call little shows and sing a happy birthday, and y'all, it is none other than that Gary in Albuquerque, and Gary, we just hope you're having a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal, and we know we'll see you in the chat room later tonight. Big Fatty, I just hope that the good citizens of Phoenix will make Gary a king. Gussie, y'all, I wanted to tell Natalia that Big Fatty did indeed watch the Mystery Millionaire or whatever it is. And y'all, I gotta say, it's a delicious show. Y'all, the very first episode, what it is they find a millionaire, and then the millionaire has to go and pretend like he's poor and a blue collar working person. And y'all, the one they had first, it was gorgeous. So y'all, if you get the Wii channel wherever you are, I highly suggest, y'all, it was almost like watching a little poon, because y'all, this man was just delicious. Big Fatty, it was for you, it was almost like looking in a mirror, wasn't it? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I hope at some point during the weekend you'll be able to enjoy some of the many shows that are participating in the Pride 48. Y'all, I can tell you that Big Fatty Show starts at 9 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, and y'all, I'm going to have to rely on you to help Big Fatty by coming up with some Ask Big Fatty questions. I've got a few other things we're gonna do, y'all. There's gonna be a quiz also. But please be there in the chat room and be prepared to ask Big Fatty some questions. And Daniel, how would you best describe Big Fatty's little shows tonight?
An old man with a dog toy.
Oh, that's a perfect description. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.